been holding me back.
The 2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Nissan are proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9.
We are back.
Coming to you live from the Sydney Cricket Ground. This is the 2017 Pride Game on Joy. We are the Chicks Talking Footy team. My name is Beck and I'm here with Bree.
You are. It is hugely exciting. And we've got a score update. I believe
the Swans are 3 goals, 5-23 and the Saints 1 goal, 2-8. So Swans ahead just at the start of the second quarter. But we are talking to the who's who of the LGBTIQ AFL community. And earlier in the week, Fiona and I caught up with two of our favourite people, amazing allies, Charles Beaton and Annie Nolan, who organised the Pride Game in Hamilton in Western Victoria this year.
It's Beck and Fiona here, and we're here with two amazing allies, Charles Beaton and Annie Nolan. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
As always, thanks.
Now, you two are just fresh off organising your own Pride game in Hamilton in Western Victoria. Tell us a little bit about how that idea came about.
Charles, would you like to go?
We're looking at each other.
It's going back a fair way now. The idea came about when... we did a Pride game back in 2015 with Melbourne University, and I kept in touch with Melbourne University Women's as they were good supporters of that day. And we decided to do a Pride game, and they were very keen to be involved, and we thought taking it out to the country would be a really good idea. Hamilton in particular, where I grew up and my brother grew up and where he hid his sexuality for a number of years. And the idea was to play a Pride game in country Victoria where LGBTI, although struggling with their sexuality, have little support. So we took the Pride game there to shine a light on some of those issues and show some support for those who need it.
So you obviously have an interest in this issue because your brother is gay and you saw the journey that he's gone through and the struggles that he's gone through. Annie, why do you feel that this issue and marriage equality in Australia is important?
It's so simple. It's just a human right. Like, I just don't get it. I don't even get why it's so complicated and like how people can't wrap their head around, you know, why do you support equality? Yeah. It's just so simple. But as for the Hamilton game, like, I grew up in Hamilton, in a different decade than Charles. But in I mean not a lot had changed and it was pretty similar, and homophobia was rife, and witnessed it firsthand, experienced it sort of myself.
It's Beck and Fiona here, and we're here with two amazing allies, Charles Beaton and Annie Nolan. Welcome to the show, guys.
As always, thanks.
Now, you two are just fresh off organising your own Pride game in Hamilton in Western Victoria. Tell us a little bit about how that idea came about.
Charles, would you like to go? We're looking at each other.
It's going back a fair way now. The idea came about when we did a Pride game back in 2015 with Melbourne University, and I kept in touch with Melbourne University Women's as they were good supporters of that day. And we decided to do a Pride game, and they were very keen to be involved, and we thought taking it out to the country would be a really good idea. Hamilton in particular, where I grew up and my brother grew up and where he hid his sexuality for a number of years. And the idea was to play a Pride game in country Victoria where LGBTI, although struggling with their sexuality, have little support. So we took the Pride game there to shine a light on some of those issues and show some support for those who need it.
So you obviously have an interest in this issue because your brother is gay and you saw the journey that he's gone through and the struggles that he's gone through. Annie, why do you feel that this issue and marriage equality in Australia is important?
It's so simple. It's just a human right. Like, I just don't get it. I don't even get why it's so complicated and like how people can't wrap their head around, you know, why do you support equality? It's just so simple. But as for the Hamilton game, like, I grew up in Hamilton, in a different decade than Charles. But in, yeah, I mean, not a lot had changed, and it was pretty similar, and homophobia was rife, and witnessed it firsthand, experienced it sort of myself, although benefit from a heterosexual relationship now. And yeah, it was
with Liam Picken, no less.
No less. He's I mean, he's less than me.
You're the best one,
so,
Annie.
He's so lucky. Yeah, no, but it was amazing to go back, and I don't know, it was a weird experience. I sort of felt like I left Hamilton with a lot of unresolved issues for myself, and going back there was almost like a pilgrimage for me to try and right some of the wrongs that I'd experienced. And although obviously we can't go back there and cure the whole town of homophobia and all of its issues, it definitely was progressive. Absolutely.
And I mean, I was there, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful day. And the town, I mean, the whole town was covered in rainbows. There was a huge crowd there. It was amazing. What for you guys has been the most special thing that's come out of the day? Is it a story someone's told you, or someone that said, this affected me? Or what's been the most special part for you?
I think for me, the most special part is actually seeing local people who have been heavily impacted talk about their stories, and actually, you know, I kind of take a weight off their shoulders by telling their stories. And personally, you know, a highlight for myself personally is just forging relationships and getting to know some absolutely unbelievable people, and people that I'll call friends for the rest of my life, in Melbourne, in Hamilton, all around the area. And I think it just really, it brought a lot of people together, and a lot of people will go away from Hamilton feeling like they belong to something, which I think is just so important in life.
Absolutely. And it also, like, I mean, the stories, like, I just don't think you have enough time to hear the stories that we got told. But honestly, from the whole sort of sexuality spectrum, and then gender diverse as well, spectrum, like, stories from every avenue, like, I can't even explain how amazing it was. Like, Charles and I on the day sort of stood back for the actual function, and we let the panel just talk away, and they were all people directly impacted by, you know, homophobia or transphobia or things like that. And and it was so moving, and to hear other people coming out, to hear, like, the beautiful trans lady that lives there feeling more comfortable to now go into her, like, town from her farm, because for 15 months she didn't even want to enter the town out of fear, and things like that were so amazing. But also, there is this whole thing about country people being homophobic. So although obviously the best part is the people that are directly impacted, it's also the other people that are our allies and are sick and tired of not being able to, you know, go to protest marches and things like in Melbourne we have, but standing up and saying our town is inclusive, and being able to have that platform to show that they're, you know, supportive as well was pretty amazing.
And it's pretty amazing what's happened even in just the last 4 years, because the first Pride game was only 4 years ago at the Yarra Glen. And since then, obviously, the AFL have taken that initiative to a national level, which we're experiencing this weekend. But and then Gippsland, I know, has got a Pride game coming up, and there's one in St Kilda in next month, in August. There's lots of places that are now saying this is something that's really important. It's not just the actual game, but the education that goes alongside it. Have you been involved in some of the education at the local club level as well?
Yeah, a little bit. And to be honest, we didn't do a great deal of education leading up to the game. It's something we want to focus on after the game. It was just a matter of timing, really. But
We should mention that Hamilton would arguably, like, that electorate would probably be the most conservative place in all of Victoria. Like, I mean, don't want to get too political, but, like, the MP there doesn't want to vote in same-sex marriage and stuff. So we were very cautious to make sure that the day could even go ahead. And then once it did, and we realised that, you know, what we could do, I'm sure we're going to push it a little bit further next time. But Charles, you keep...
No, I agree. Yeah. Kind of baby steps.
Create a positive experience.
Definitely had to be wary of where we were and who we were. That's a really good point.
And
who
also not scaring, like, if we have, you know, trans people are willing to share their story, we don't want them to feel intimidated by the whole thing that, you know, they're forced to educate people. Mm. That's not it. That was it's just about first acceptance, and then we'll get to there.
To be honest, I think the education was hearing the stories on the day, reading the stories in the paper in the lead up. I know personally that was a huge education for me, actually listening to some of these stories. So I think that probably was really successful from that perspective.
So what you guys did and some of these other games are that real grassroots kind of country regional stuff. Why do you think it's important that this Pride game's happening on an AFL level as well?
I think it's really important that it happens on an AFL level because it's a fact that a lot of people still don't feel comfortable going to the football. I think particularly in where there's large crowds where people feel they can say stuff without any consequences. It's stuff that is, I guess, is said in a crowd that you would never actually say to someone if you walked up to them on the street. So I think there's a light that needs to be shone there. But, you know, the fact of the matter is also there is no openly gay AFL footballers. And I think there's a reason for that is that they feel that they won't be accepted or they feel that they have a lot to lose. So I think that this game goes a long way to helping with that. But it's, you know, the clubs and the AFL have got a long way to go in making sure that those people feel safe and comfortable in being themselves.
And also, like, I was having the conversation to my husband the other day that plays AFL, and I said to him, I said, I am absolutely positive that most average Australians could name more footballers than they could name politicians. Mm. And that's, like, the bottom line. Like, if it's, you know, if the politicians aren't doing it, like, let's have, you know, I mean, I hate the word, but role models. Like, let's stand up and actually, like, change society for the better.
Yeah, absolutely. What a simple but powerful message.
Absolutely.
Annie and Charles, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on what you did in Hamilton. It was just an amazing event, and I'm sure we'll get more and more powerful and beautiful and amazing every year, and we look forward to continuing to be a part of it.